Okay. So everybody, welcome to the podcast. We'll get through
Oh,
some stuff in a minute, but
hello.
so Justin and I just watched the Crow trailer for the one that's coming out this year. The one that everybody was like all wah wah wah,
It's
like
gonna
the
suck.
wah wah wah. This is gonna suck. Look at his mullet. Look at all his face tattoos. Wah 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 wah. And I'm telling you right now, that trailer was awesome. Like,
Oh, I was gonna
it did
say
not. I
no.
all I thought was, you know what? I still don't like the face tattoo part, but the rest of that trailer was pretty damn
I
good.
was gonna say it looks very Crow to me. Less
And you know what?
gothy.
I'm a little, but you know what? But it's almost like that. Like almost like a, it's almost, I don't want to say cyberpunk, but it's got more of like a punk vibe than a goth vibe.
Yeah, a little bit more of it. Yeah.
Cause he's got
Yeah,
like
it's
this,
not as.
like kind of like punk mullet with like the
Yes.
tattoos and shit.
Yes.
It's a little more punk rock,
Yes.
but damn, there's like moments where, you know,
I
he
got
gets
chills
shot,
watching it.
like he
Yeah.
gets shot in the chest. Blood splatters everywhere, and he just gets up and beats this dude's ass. Like,
Yeah, he just. I was like, okay, yeah, that's the knife scene in the alleyway all over again. That's the way it felt like to me. I'm like, only it's in a bathroom and a shotgun instead of a knife.
Like, I was just like, holy shit, this thing looks good. Like, all these people, you know, they're all. Went like I
Well, that's
said,
why you
wham,
don't
wham, wham,
take
it's gonna happen. And then I'm
when you get
like,
the
I don't
sneak
know,
shots like
you
that.
gotta let it
Yeah.
go.
I
You gotta
mean,
let people see it.
did that steel shot look terrible? It absolutely did. It didn't look good. But you can't take the one snapshot and then you come out with a trailer like this. I want to hear the reactions like out in the internet right now about this. I feel like this is going to be a lot of people going, oh, we were wrong. We're going to get the two reactions. The number one reaction is going to be like I did, damn, this looks good. And two, we're gonna dig our heels in and still say it's gonna suck.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I think the releasing of this trailer was in like not revolt, but in response to like the stills.
Yes, I think
But
that's.
like I'm watching this trailer and I'm just like, holy shit, like this does look like an updated version of the movie.
Yes. This definitely
And
looks like the new age for if we had teenage kids right now, this would be their thing. And and that's what the original Crow was for us. So, now I'm gonna see it. I'm gonna have to see
Same. I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be good, in my opinion. So, all right, cool. Reviewing the trailer, I'm now very excited for this movie. I'm a little weirded out that he's like shirtless the whole movie,
That might
but or
just
it
be the
looks like he might
shots.
be,
Yeah.
but right. But I'm like, oh, so he's just going to wear a trench coat, and that's it. Like, it's not going to be with a shirt, like which I get too because I think the idea is. They want that to like there's a scene where he gets like where he shoves the sword in his chest and then he pulls it out and you see the black blood come out and I'm just like I wonder if it's that. So
They want to show off more of the special effects and, maybe not cover it up so much with a shirt. And to be fair, I think he looks like a crow, no doubt. He is not Brandon Lee Crow, and I think if they would have attempted that, that would have made things worse. I would have. I think that's it. You got to have the good elements of the Crow with the up and coming generation. You can't recreate the original, the way you did. So.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was good, or it looks good. This might be the best comic book movie we've had in a while. Like,
Till
I
we see the
mean,
full trailer of Deadpool and Wolverine, then we'll be.
oh yeah, I guess that's true.
We'll
Yeah,
have
we can.
if we get two awesome comic book movies and they're well received in the box office, I don't want to hear one person on the internet go, "I'm comic movied out. Comic
Right.
movies suck." Blah
I'm coming movied
blah
out, but this Crow movie was really good.
blah
Shut
blah.
up.
Deadpool and Wolverine
Shut
was
up.
pretty good too, but other than
Right.
those two, it sucks.
Right. Considering the only other two movies, the only other two comic book movies the rest of the year were Aquaman and Madame Web. That was it. So,
Well, until
yeah.
what? Venom 3 comes out
Oh, fuck,
and
Venom
some of that
3. God,
shit's
that's
coming
gonna
out.
suck. Ugh. You
So,
know, if
they're
I,
not going to be
no,
wrong
here it
in
is.
certain
No.
aspects.
You know what it is? Sony needs to stop making Spider-Verse movies because they're the ones that are fucking it up. Like, they're the ones that are jacking up that whole, like, people who like the MCU stuff. Like, you know, they're the, 'cause people think that their movies are part of the MCU and they're not. Because now, because of, Venom appearing in the end of the Spider-Man movie. That's why. That's why they think that happened. I'm like, no. Please, God, no.
The only
No.
reason they're doing this is to keep the Spider-Man license. If they don't do it, this license goes right back to Marvel. And then, despite what everybody's complaining about Marvel doing, at least Marvel will do Spider-Man correctly. They're
They
not
did.
going to
They
mess
did
him
really
up.
well with him.
Yeah,
They did
but they're
really
not
well
going
with
to
him,
screw
so.
up his villains. Look what they did with the last Spider-Man movie, where it was a collaboration. They made sure these villains were much better than the Sony
Yep.
villains have been, at least minus OG Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2. I still think those two were pretty cool as far as the villains on them. But then again, they brought those two back for the last
Yeah.
movie. So that goes to show you that that's how good those two were. So, you know, again, we don't want to watch movies of the villains unless it's a villain that everybody likes
Right.
or everybody that they deserve a movie, I should say.
Right.
Like I don't get the I kind of saw where they were going with Morbius, but people still don't know enough about him to give a crap.
I think that Morbius would have made more sense if it tied into Blade after Blade.
Or with Ghost Rider. It's a like
Yeah.
that if they would
Like,
have
if they would
just
have done like,
collaborated to
if they would have
do.
just been like Midnight Suns Morbius and then Midnight Suns Blade and then Midnight Suns Ghost
Ghost
Rider
Rider.
and then Midnight Suns, fuck,
Man
who would be
Thing.
the other?
Man Thing could be part of it.
No.
It could be. It could
Could
be one of those.
be.
It,
Yeah, I
you
don't.
could stick what's his name? Werewolf. Werewolf by
Werewolf by
Night.
Night? Yeah,
Yes.
okay.
You know,
Yeah.
anything in the
Yeah, but
horror
then who was
aspect, they
the
could
other
have
one?
did
Oh,
that.
Wolverine was the other one who was part of the Midnight
Part of
Suns,
the
right?
Midnight Suns, yeah.
So,
Which, you
but
know,
yeah.
they could do. They could
Yeah,
still
whatever.
do.
Right. We'll see. But anyway, digressing. But yeah, this movie looks good. Like,
Yeah.
I'm excited for this movie. I'm still not excited about the face tattoos, but I don't really care because the movie looks that good.
I'm gonna say it. I understand we have to do the generational thing. They did it in the Crow for our generation of here, we're gonna make the rat tail and the skateboarding kid and the goth, you know, that goth from that era. It's just an era thing. I'm going to overlook it. It's fine. You know, and
I think for me
Skarsgård looks
it's
excellent. Skarsgård looks jacked. Like,
yeah,
that's,
man.
I was going to say, he
Yeah.
must have went through some serious training to go from, hey, I'm the clown from It to,
Yeah.
hey, I'm the badass crow. Look at these jacked muscles. So I'm looking forward to that. And I love
Right?
who they have as the bad guy, too. He's always a good bad guy. I forget the actor's name. so I
Yeah, me too.
apologize.
So.
Yeah, as I see why they brought him in. You got to have that iconic bad guy, and he looks like he'll fit.
Yeah, right.
He's got to be better than David, what's his face?
Boreanaz.
Boreas. Yeah.
Yeah, he was okay. He wasn't too
Oh,
bad, so.
I just watched a whole documentary on YouTube like yesterday, actually, about the Crow franchise throughout the ages. And I totally forgot about the Crow TV series.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah. Now I gotta find it. I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know that anywhere is streaming. It was on, I think it was on Amazon for a while. I don't know if it's still
I'll
on there,
have to
or it might be
see.
on Freevee, whatever YouTube, like whatever IMDb TV used to be or is
Yeah.
now. I think it's Freevee. So,
See, I either got to do that or I got to see if I could purchase it and add it to my collection there too. Oh.
okay, so I'm gonna digress because we were talking about Spider-Man. I am almost done rewatching the Spider-Man animated show. So here is my this week's what the fuck moment in Spider in these cartoons, right? Which for the
Oh
most part, it's not bad, but things are like way out of order. Like the Prowler is in like the last season, right? So I'm in the last season. I have probably like five episodes to go. And the season starts out where Mary Jane shows back up after being lost in a portal.
okay.
And like Peter's like, I'm gonna ask you to marry me. So he proposes to her. And then the next episode, it's she's talking to Aunt Anna and she's like, yeah, in like a month we're gonna be married. And I'm just like, how much time just passed here? Or like, or were they just like, or was Aunt Anna thinking, Peter Parker, did you get my niece pregnant? Like that's
Yeah,
like that's kind
they
of the
never
vibe I
really
got.
gave it, they don't really give good time, they never give good time explanations in any
Right.
of the Marvel cartoons, it seems like. Like
Right,
they did the
right.
same thing with the X-Men, is we don't know how much time goes by in certain aspects. Like
Yeah.
the whole first season was pretty chronological. Season two, I'm assuming it's like 6 months later because it's like Beast is out of jail and all that stuff. And you're like, what the fuck happened? They're like, oh
Yeah.
yeah, that Senator Kelly is now President Kelly. I'm like,
And he pardoned
holy
me. It's cool. Don't worry about it. Yeah,
yeah. But
it's
they're like,
yeah.
I'm like, wow. So it's like almost like 6 to 8 months of nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real fucking weird, I'll tell you that. Yeah, that was my weirdest thing was the what do you mean they're it's like a month and they're gonna get married? This is weird. But the last episode I watched finished off the six warriors, the six Forgotten Warriors saga.
Yes.
So like I was like, holy shit, Silver Sable's in this. I forgot Silver Sable was in this at all.
Yes,
And
yes.
then it was Black Marvel, Miss America, the Wizard, Thunderer, Captain America, and
Is that
shit,
on?
I'm missing. Oh, the Destroyer, which
Ah.
was the prototype, pretty much the predecessor to Drax. It's the one that looked more piratey. It's but he still kind of looked like Drax.
Okay.
But they didn't do the characters 100% right. But it was cool to see those like Golden Age characters in there because I was like, I don't remember these episodes at all. Like, but I'm really glad I watched them because I think it's cool that they brought that in there.
Yeah.
But the whole like Harry becoming the new Green Goblin like was pretty bad. Like there was some definitely
You
parts
see
where I'm like,
where the movie got
ooh.
that from. They're like, oh, it worked
Yeah.
in the animated series. We could do the exact same thing here.
Right. Well, I mean, that's what they did with Venom and Carnage. I mean, like, that was
Yeah.
pretty ridiculous. But it was overall, I'm enjoying it. Like I said, I only have like five or six episodes left. I haven't decided if I'm gonna move on to Spider-Man Unlimited, aka the shitty 2099, or if I'm
I
just gonna
actually kind of like
stop.
that just because of the unique characters and the unique character design.
Oh, like the whole like mutants thing instead of like being in the future.
Yeah, like the Hobgoblin was an actual good guy, and he's actually like, is he a bat or something?
Yeah, something like that.
His design was always really cool, and I do
All right,
like the f
okay, this is what I'll do. I will
yeah.
watch at minimum 3 episodes by next week
Okay.
so that we can talk about how ridiculous they are. Okay.
Okay.
Just about
Okay.
how ridiculous this show got.
Well, we can
I
always go
also saw,
back.
what's that?
We could always go back and do, let's watch the Iron Man and Fantastic Four Power Hour.
Oh, buddy, I have those on DVD. I will watch those over and over. My favorite is the Fantastic Four pilot because Stan Lee's like it starts off and the Skrulls are talking, but they're talking in Skrull. And then all of a sudden Stan Lee's like, "Oh, hold on, true believer. Let me rewind that and put on the universal translator." And you're just like,
Oh, we miss you,
"Thanks,
Stan.
Stan."
We miss you.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe we'll do that. I think we need to do at least a little bit of Spider-Man Unlimited first. Then maybe
And
we'll
we got to
discuss it
start
on
getting to the
Monday.
Fantastic Four
We'll discuss it
part
on Monday
two.
while we unload a truck. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
But on a also cool note, I saw Dune 2 over the weekend, and holy crap, was that movie good. Like, so good.
The
Like I
most
watched the first
important.
one, the first half beforehand, the night before to refresh myself. I mean, it was 6 hours of movies, but it went by quickly. It was visually stunning, and it was just awesome. It was a great ride, very great ride.
My question is, did you get the popcorn bucket or were they
I did
sold out?
not. I did not. So, in order to not tempt myself, my friend and I went to Longhorn ahead of time, and we both had the Longhorn, so it's like a
Oh,
22-ounce steak.
I
It's
was gonna say,
huge.
yeah, you got the big
Yeah,
boy. Damn.
I was like really trying not to fall asleep during parts because I was like, food coma, food coma, food coma. Oh my God, there's something cool. Oh, it's a sandworm. Oh, food coma, sandworm. Like, you're just, it's awkward.
It's too
But
much.
it was worth it. It was very good. It was a lot of fun. So, all right. So we do have a cool announcement to do today. If I can find the right thing that I want to do. Yeah, I think that's it. We'll see if it works. So as you guys know, we do a beer for the convention every year. And this year will be from Don Simpson. And it is the Megaton Man Woo Brew, 40th anniversary of Megaton Man beer. Pretty excited about this. I love that he put "Don't drink and fly."
I like the aged and old missile silos.
Yeah, right. I think that's hilarious. I'm pretty excited for this beer. I love Don's art. He's one of those guys that's like he worked for Image when it started. He worked for he's been putting out Megaton Man for literally 40 years. He's always got some great stories. He's got a lot of a
He's
lot
always
of
fun to talk to at
we'll
shows,
just
put it
yeah I was gonna say we'll say he's got a lot of opinions.
that way. Yeah, but I give him credit. He's just, grumpy old man. I appreciate him. Yeah, that's the
Right.
way I look
Yeah,
at
same. Exactly. I wouldn't even call him grumpy anymore. But
it.
he like everybody was like, "Oh man, Don Simpson, isn't he the guy that got into the fight with Rob Liefeld on Twitter?" And I was like, "It
Yes, he
wasn't a
is.
fight. It wasn't a fight though. They're just two friends that were jabbing at each other because they've
Yeah.
known each other since the 80s." Because he's
Of
known
course,
Liefeld
we will
started.
gladly invite Mr. Liefeld to come to Pittsburgh and start a fight with Don Simpson. We will
Oh
gladly
yeah,
see.
they
We will
want to do
gladly
that.
YouTube
Absolutely. Fuck yeah, man.
It's like, who's better, Megaton Man or
Right?
Deadpool?
Oh. Oh man. That would be an awesome fight. But I would not mind seeing that. I think that would be fun. I think I think watching them in a panel just going at it would be hilarious. Like just jabbing at each other and joking around. I saw Don at Comics Pro. He's still doing well. Everything's great. I like hanging out with Don. He's a lot of fun. So yeah, Don Simpson will be at the show. And oh, I also learned some more stuff about CBCS while I was somebody asked me about something about them, and I was like, hold on, let me look it up. So here are the things that they grade, and they will be at the show, so you can bring any of these things to the show. You can bring comics, magazines, manga, VHS tapes, sports memorabilia, TCG cards. So you can bring your Magic, your Pokemon, your Yu-Gi-Oh, your Flesh and Blood, your Lorcana, your new Star Wars game, your Force of Will cards, if you want. Not the Force of Will Magic card. Well, you can bring that too, but the Force of Will cards. All that stuff. You can bring that, send it off to get graded, and it'll come back because they're part of Beckett. And that was a cool, serendipitously found thing. For that, I really thought it was cool. Also, real quick, I am going to show you guys that I redid the website. And I think it looks pretty
Well,
good.
while you're doing that, it's, since you brought up manga, it's a couple weeks late, but our thoughts go out to all Dragon Ball Z fans.
Akira
Akira
Takayama.
Takayama, yes,
Takayama,
Takayama,
yeah.
and his
I mean
family,
that was
you
the
know.
first anime I watched, so.
Yeah. So it's everybody probably our age and younger who are appreciate Dragon Ball Z. I think there's still a lot of people upset about it. So
I
it's,
agree.
get your DBZ manga, especially that DBZ one. I noticed people selling DBZ comic books on Facebook. This started this week because I know a lot of groups do the whole you've got 2 weeks after the person passes away before you could start selling stuff of theirs. I started seeing those pop up on my Facebook feeds. Again, sorry for anybody who does TikTok. Not a good
That's
time.
not a fit. That's not done yet, though.
Not done
That
yet, but
may change.
it's
It's
not good. It's not looking good.
probable. Yeah.
It's
But
more probable than it was a week ago.
yeah, we'll see. But I mean the
That's when we were starting to feel like, hey, we should do more on our TikTok.
Yeah. But like because of the if it wasn't for the security stuff, like the national security problems with it, it wouldn't be a problem. But there's a lot of that stuff going around. So
All I've got to say is, I guess Facebook and Instagram are going to be next.
no, they don't have the security problems. That's what they're saying. Like, the problem with TikTok is it has like all these security breaches for like for foreign companies or whatever. But I don't know. I only doom scroll on there every once in a while, and then I post random stuff for the con on there, but that's about it. I'm
I
excited
guess so.
though. Like, I'm excited that people are actually looking at our stuff on TikTok, but we'll see. But there are so many fucking bots. Like, it's crazy. Like, I thought Instagram was bad and Facebook was bad with bots. Nope, TikTok's worse. So,
Well,
and even Twitter's not that bad with bots either. And I hate
that
Elon Musk. I think he's a piece of crap. But anyway, we're going to continue on and talk about comic stuff because we don't want to talk about politics because politics are boring and they make people want to not like watch the show. So we're going to not do that. So
was gonna
this
say, we don't have
weekend,
I was gonna say,
Nope.
what's our
So
announcements for that
this
week?
weekend we have a Beyblade tournament at the Mills
At the
store on
Mills,
Saturday.
yes.
And then on the 27th of this month, we have the next Cosplay Karaoke animated at Sly Fox at the Highline at 7 p.m. Make sure you come and do that. You don't have to dress in costume. You can just come and show up and we'll hang out. It is $5 to watch and then another $5 to sing. But it's animated, so dress like somebody animated. It'll be a good time. Then the first Saturday of M April is the Pittsburgh Mills anniversary sale. So make sure you come out for
Yes.
that too. Those are pretty much all we got coming up until like Free Comic Book Day and then the show after that. And then pretty much Hell Month. Because it's like show after show after show after show after show,
Yep.
and thing after thing. Oh, and don't forget the warehouse sale is in there too.
In April.
That is
Yep.
the last weekend of April. I will be there for the golden ticket people on Thursday. I will be there for Friday and Saturday as well. But I will not be there on Sunday. I have a previous engagement I definitely cannot get out of. So that brings us to comics, I think. I miss anything? We good? Can we talk comics now?
I think so. I think we're good.
Okay. Well then, I think you're up first.
Right.
Well, boom.
Yeah, there we go. We got Weapon X-Men number one.
Hold on, before you get started, who is this like frumpy, fat, out of shape Wolverine in the background on the left?
That is Wolverine from Earth X.
Okay.
Yep. You're the cover here is showing all Wolverines that the Phoenix has collected to hunt down apparently Onslaught.
Okay.
Yeah, this is I'm like, okay, we're starting off with a bang here. What was that? We got couple of my favorites. We got Weapon X from Age of Apocalypse. We have Old Man Logan. We got Zombified Wolvie. We got Earth X Fatty Wolvie. And who's the, Janet Hallett from Earth 1880 or 1281, which she pretty much dresses like 1281. Yeah, they travel to Earth 9306. They get attacked by Uncanny Avengers, which is like a mashup of Avengers and X-Men. They get mistaken as clones, like sinister clones, apparently. They kind of work it out and they end up going to United Avengers Tower. They search but don't find Onslaught in this dimension at first. There's a lot of little things that go on, like the zombie gets treated like trash because he's a zombie, and they always worry that he's going to eat someone or infect someone the entire comic. Weapon X is talking to the gene of this universe, and they kind of share a very impassioned kiss, which, of course, that has to happen at least once with where a gene and a Wolverine get together. Jane is drinking in a local bar, and apparently, she gets attacked by the entire bar because apparently, Onslaught has taken over most of the superhero population and starts like going after all the Wolverines. Is it they pick on the poor fat one all the time because apparently he runs out of breath all the time. And he's like, I'm not fat, the healing factor won't let it happen. It gets it's a really interesting fight throughout it because You're sitting there, they're trying to fight, but they're trying not to hurt people at the same time. Finally, the zombie Wolverine says, screw it, as Captain Marvel, she's Captain Marvel in this universe, is beating him up. He just bites her in the neck and infects her. And he starts infecting like a bunch of non-Onslaught infected people with zombie infected people. And they're like, can you control these zombies? And he's like, no. So it's, they're like,
Jeez.
okay. So the Jean the Phoenix, Miles Morales is in this. Well, a version of Miles Morales, because he's part of the Uncanny Avengers. They drive out Onslaught. They end up having to blow up the planet because the whole planet's just screwed at this point. So they try again. They're going to try again in the next issue with Onslaught trying to hit the Phoenix, this Phoenix's home planet. It's just a lot going on. I'm here for it. I've heard a lot of people kind of crapping on it because they don't get like the storyline. Apparently, this is a mini that's connected to another mini about like Onslaught trying to take over dimensions. I forget which mini the first mini was about, but that's where they hire the Weapon X-Men.
Okay.
I think this is the one where the original X-Men fought themselves to stop Onslaught and everything. So this is like the continuation. I like it. I'm curious to see where it goes. I want to see more of this. This is just, as a Wolverine guy that likes various versions of Wolverine, I want to see more of this interaction. It's funny. So I'm gonna give this like a good, give me some tricks cereal, because this feels like something out of the animated universe. Where it's just like whole bunch of stuff's happening, and it's all everywhere, but there's still a storyline to be like followed. So give me a good sugary bowl of cereal there. It could be like orange juice and. I don't know what else to go with a sugary cereal, to be honest. Give me some cinnamon toast with it too. Some little
Ooh,
cinnamon toast.
there you
Because
go.
I think it's going to get a little bit of spicy in these later issues. So I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. All right. I mean, I kind of want to go back and buy this book now that you talked about it. Like, it makes a lot more
I think
sense.
you'll enjoy it. Just the ridiculousness of it is great.
I'll debate it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
My first book is I Heart Skull Crusher number one. This book, so it's a boombox book, so it's like a supposed to be kind of kid friendly. It's by Josie Campbell and Alessio Zano. It's got an anime vibe through the whole book. And it is about this girl who falls in love with this oh, it's called Star Screaming Painball player. So think like rugby or soccer, but you have weapons and you beat the shit out of each other as you try to score a goal. So this
Huh.
girl, yeah, right? So this girl is watching these games and she falls in love with and gets kind of idolizes this girl named Skull Crusher, who's the striker for this team. She grows up wanting to be her, like wanting to be Skull Crusher. So the girl you see on there is the girl who is idolizing Skull Crusher, not actually Skull Crusher.
Okay.
And it's in like a weird dystopian future where like water is commerce, and they announce that someone's putting together a team like they're putting together new teams for this game, and whoever wins, whatever game or whatever team wins gets to meet Skull Crusher and be on her team. So this girl's like obviously like in love with that idea. The kind of douchey other player guys in here trick her into thinking that they have Skull Crusher's old coach. So she goes and finds the guy, and here he's like an alcoholic on the couch. And it's just like, he's like, just kill me. It's cool. Just kill me. And she's like, no, you need to teach me how to be the new Skull Crusher. And he's like, nah, kid, you need to leave. So she leaves and she's on her way home. And here the a-hole kids stole all of her water because you need 50 gallons of water to put your team into that hat. Then two bandits show up at her house and try to rob her, and she's like, I don't have anything left. And she's like, how about this? We will do a duel, and if I win, you have to be on my team. And they're like, we don't want to be on your team. She's like, well, I don't want you to, she's like, I want you to be on my team, and I don't think you're gonna win. So these two girls that kind of look like Pizzazz from Jam and the Holograms, lose, and they become the two other teammates for her. So those two go and steal the coach guy, and then they beat the crap out of the guys who stole the water, and they're on their way to like basically make a team, and they have to find one more person for it. So it was a fun ride. The art's really cool because, like I said, it's like manga style art. The story's fun. It's very teenagey. It's just kind of neat. Like, it's not really my normal, in my normal wheelhouse, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. So hopefully you guys do too. I'm going to give this something ridiculous like, I want this to be an entire box of cinnamon brown sugar Pop Tarts and a Diet Pepsi.
Cinnamon brown sugar pop tarts and a Pepsi.
Right? Like, 'cause I feel like that's what she would have for breakfast. That's just how I feel
It
it
goes
would
with her
work.
water. It
Right?
goes with
Right? And only water.
the water.
So, but it was good. It was a lot of fun. I saw the cover and I was just like, oh, this, I was like, is this a manga? And I'm like, oh no, it's a single issue. This is crazy. And then I was like, oh, it's Boombox. That makes sense. But Boombox has put out some other good stuff, oh, why can't I think of the name of it? Lumberjanes. Lumberjanes was their big Boombox thing. But Boom Studios puts out a lot of really good stuff for the tween. This is a really good book. I really recommend it. It was a lot of fun. All right.
All right. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin 2, Re-Evolution. This was definitely a hot seller at the stores. Just in case you guys don't recall, these first two books that I did were last week's. And since we did not have book reviews for last week, figured I'd do a couple this week. I really enjoyed this. This is like set 15 years after the original Last Ronin book. So you have a whole new set of teenage Ninja Turtles. Their resistance is everybody's a little older now. So Casey is now, I want to say, a woman in her late 20s, early 30s by now. April is a bit of an older grandma, so she's up there. The resistance has tried to keep peace in New York City, while the other crime gangs are basically trying to take over New York City. So it's kind of a mess since the Foot got defeated and they're gone now for sure. So basically, the turtles, the new turtles, are all kind of doing training and stuff just before They meet up with Casey and April. They're trying to, it's very similar to the way OG Ninja Turtles kind of started, where it's their teenage angstiness is kind of, getting with it a little bit. I think they all have telepathy now, it seems like, because they're all kind of communicating through their minds by the signs. I think the female is the best at the reading minds and everything. So so you're getting some new power sets that the original Turtles did not have. But Casey finally takes them out for their first battle. Their training starts kicking in. They're holding their own. At the end of the book, all of a sudden, Odin, which is the larger turtle there in the middle there, he's the one with kind of the red scarf on the title there, which, by the way, speaking of Dragon Ball Z, in the comic, he is wearing a Red Ribbon Army t-shirt.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, that was awesome. I was like, that is cool. Anyway, he ends up turning into stone. And that's kind of where the book ends, is they're trying to be like, what's going on? What's happened to him? So that's where the book ends. I'm intrigued to see where this goes. I don't think this has the same impact as the original Last Ronin does, but I am curious enough to figure that this is going to be, if this is going to carry on the legacy of Ninja Turtles, period. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to give this a solid scrambled eggs, bacon. Give me a glass almond milk here. It's a very basic premise, but I'm looking forward to seeing where this goes. So,
Okay.
it's not the most spectacular of first issues, but I think we need to establish connection first. We'll see where
Fair
it
enough.
goes from there.
Okay. My next book is Thundercats number two. So this book, so I really want this book to move faster. It's not that it's bad. It feels very slow to me. So in this book, there is a new Thundarian that they find who, surprise, is just Mummer in disguise. But instead of it being Pumra or Pumra like it was on the show, it is Calico. Or Calica. Let me make sure I said that right.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, and it's like a female cat. Calica, Calica, I think so. Yeah, I think that's what they use. Oh, Calica. Calica. Calica.
Okay.
So in this one, instead of it being like I think in the cartoon it was a dude cat. In this one it's a female cat, and they give like it gives like a fake backstory, and it's unless this actually is going to be a twist, come the next episode or next issue, but I remember this part from the story. Except this one they twisted it, so they gender swapped it, Pumra to be Calica, and she looks like a calico. Yeah, you got it. But Lion-O kind of falls in love with her, and he has a little bit of a tiff with Panthro. Chitara's just kind of like, yep, he's totally got the hots for her. And Like Tigra has this, he still has that shitty mustache, and I don't know if I like it or not. The more I see it, the more I don't.
You're like, I
Like I
disdain it
said,
more and more.
right? So like I said, I really like this book. I just want it to move faster. Like, and I also don't want it to just be rehash the old stuff. I like Declan's writing a lot. Yeah, I mean, right now they've made some changes, some from the classic, like the Sword of Omens is still shattered, and we need to figure out why, like why that happened, and how it's gonna be put back together. So, I give this, let's do. This is like a bacon sandwich. Okay? Not a BLT, just bacon. Because it's plain enough that it's kind of like, okay, we're going through the motions, but it's bacon, so it's got some good substance to it.
It's good. It's
And
just not,
yeah.
it's not filling. It's just kind of eating it
Oh
as
no,
a
it's
couple.
filling. It's filling, but it's not, it's just like, but you're only getting the bacon. You're only getting the meat. Like there's no frill to it, right? There's no
Yeah.
extra. It's very, here's the main story. And I like it, but like I said, it needs to either move a little faster, or the story needs to be, it needs to not be just rehash, like 90% rehash of the classic show. I get people want that because that's what sells these things, and it's
Yeah.
nostalgia, and I get it. I
Yes.
just want it to move a little bit faster, or completely diverge, because like the 2000s version of Thundercats completely was different than the 80s one. Well, not completely, but after the first couple episodes, it diverted pretty well. Like, Panthro got Robear arms. Like, I'm excited to see the Robears. We're gonna get to that soon, I hope. I'm giving this book the full first arc before I judge whether or not I'm gonna keep reading it or not. But so far, I'm still in. I just want it to do a little bit more. That's all.
It's understandable. Okay, Fall of the House of X, number three. This is very action-packed. So I don't want to ruin this for everybody. So I literally have like pages of notes. I usually fit everything on one thing of note. I'm on three pages of notes. That's how much is jam-packed in this issue.
Well, if you want to go real, if you want to give it the nickel tour, the X-Men From the Ashes trailer just dropped today, which is the next thing in the X-Men evolution, where we're now
Yes.
going to just three X-Men books, thank God.
Yeah. I'm down for that.
My whole thing is, and maybe you can answer this before you even reveal the rest of this book. Does somehow either Cyclops de-age, or is it Cyclops from the past show back up?
Not in this book.
Okay. 'Cause in the trailer for X-Men From the Ashes, it totally looks like young kid Cyclops.
Know, hasn't young kid Cyclops been around before with I want to say all the other stuff he was like in Champions? Wasn't young Cyclops part of the
Yeah, but
original
then he went
Champions?
back to the past.
Okay.
So
All
that's
right.
why I'm like, I don't know. Anyway,
I don't
do your review. I
know.
digress. I
All right.
digress.
Well, basically, let's see. Let's pick up his Juggernaut is carrying Krakoa in the desert, and he is protecting it because obviously he's getting attacked by a bunch of humans. As that's going on, Cyclops and Dr. Geiger are escaping down in the like where he was being held and everything. And he's basically blind because they put like a shield blocker over his eyes. And it's a lot of heavy dialogue between him and her. They get to know each other more, and she's kind of slowly realizing that he isn't as evil and bad as she once thought he was. And he's in the dark, and he's, of course, he's blind because he can't see anything, but he was able to unlatch the thing and protect them and everything. Magic finds them finally, and was that magic gives him his visor back, so now he can see and everything. And they continue down their path on planet. How do you pronounce this? Aroka, Aroko, Aroko. Cyclops and the other mutants that are on the planet join forces, and they're going to attack Earth. Rogue is one of the mutants with Apocalypse, and she has flashbacks of Destiny's foreshadowing of these events. So you're seeing a little bit of a, I want to say a little bit of a rewind, a little bit of, this is what I see. This is what's going to happen. Emma and Kitty are fighting. They find Dr. Stasis on Earth, in the middle of nowhere. And they're trying to get him to, they're trying to find out where Firestar is. Kitty is able to phase, remove his psychic inhibitor chip, and then just Emma Frost things, messes him up good.
Emma Frost things.
Emma Frost things. Ultimately, she makes him have a heart attack.
Oh.
Awesome. What is it? Firestar is found. She races towards where Kitty and Emma are, and you just see like Dr. Stasis. I guess he's either mid heart attack or he's basically dead at this point. So she just burns him alive. It's just Dr. Stasis is not having a good time in this book. And rightfully so. Cyclops magic and the do good doctor find Nimrod, who's starting the program, the Sentinel City program. And Dr. Gregor starts doing the whole, she's kind of fallen in love with Nimrod, even though she knows it's not his her husband, but Nimrod had a lot of, I guess he picked up on personal traits from her husband. And as she tries to talk Nimrod down, he just reaches and breaks her neck, twists her head like completely backwards.
What?
You're starting to see where the Sentinel City program is starting to come about. So this is like everything's happening in one shot here. So I want to say this is a full plate. Give me an omelet with everything. Give me some hash browns and bacon and sausage. And this is like the full buffet of you're getting to see some revenge, you're getting to see everybody doing everything, you're seeing the war start, you're seeing what the machines are doing. I can't wait to see what happens in the last couple issues here. So I was like, as bad as they kind of messed up the whole Krakoa era, I'm hoping we'll remember the beginning and the end, and maybe not so much the middle.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's pretty much how I real remember most Hickman movies or Hickman stories. So, because it takes like 5 years to get from the beginning to the end. So, anyway, no, it sounds good, and you should watch that X-Men, From
I
the
mean, I
Ashes
saw
alert.
the ad on Facebook, but I did not like see the actual video of it.
There's a trailer. Francis sent it to me. So, yeah, I'll send it to you when we're done.
Speaking of X-Men, well, you still have your last book to do, so I'll wait till the end of the.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go to that at the end.
Okay.
We'll do like 5 minutes on that because we're coming get cut it close. All
Yeah.
right, my last book is Sinister Sons number two. So this is basically Lor Zod and Kid Sinestro. Yeah, like they're basically picks up right where it left off. Lor's outside the ship. Kid Sinestro has taken his ship. This whole book is basically them fighting in the ship, about the ship, where the ship's going, and who's the better or, and who's gonna like pilot the ship. While they're fighting, they get eaten by a space whale. Because space whale. So then
Wow.
they're like, oh crap, how do we get out of here? And then nothing starts working for Zod because he's been out of range of a sun for a while. They still try to beat each other up, and then they're like, all right, let's just get out of here, and then we'll beat each other up, or you can I'll throw you into space or something. And at the end they meet this guy that's like, well, you haven't quite hit the stomach of the whale, but the night's still young. And it's a guy in a spacesuit, and we don't know who he is, but he's got a big gun. And it's very almost like Pinocchio, like the sun is trapped in the whale thing. I really love the writing in this book. I'm just not quite a fan of the art. It's just a little too kid friendly of art for me. Like it's a little too, like it's not detailed enough. Like Super Sons was way more detailed. This one's not quite as detailed, so it's a little off. Like it's a little weird because you would think that the book about the good guys' kids would be the brighter looking one, and the bad guys' kids would be a little darker. But no, it's the other way around. But I love Pete Tomasi. He's crushing it. I'm gonna give this. Okay, I'm gonna give this a Western omelet with a side of bacon and a cup of coffee, but the cook forgot the green peppers.
Oh,
That's how I'm gonna put it.
that's a no-go.
Right? Like it's good, but you're like, man, but you don't realize it till you got halfway through the omelet. So you're like, man, this is really good, but something's not right. You know, like that's kind of how it feels. And for me, it's the art is throwing me off. Like the writing is so solid, but the art just makes me feel like I'm reading like more of a kid's book or a tween book. And while this is an all age book, actually, I don't even know if it is an all age book. It is a 13 and up book. It doesn't quite feel like it should be for this, but the dialogue is great, the kids are great. I just wish the art was a little more detailed, and that's it. That's literally all I need for this book to be freaking amazeballs. So, but I enjoy it. So, good job, Pete.
So,
All right.
like I said, since we're talking about certain things going on in the comic world, the was it is he the writer of the X-Men new series here?
Oh, it was the showrunner and the ex and the
Showrunner.
writer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, apparently he got fired, what, 2 weeks before the debut of X-Men animated series,
Yeah,
and
like
boy,
yesterday or last week.
last week,
Yeah.
which we were busy doing our interview, so we did not have time to do the kind of thing, that we would, mention in our news, but boy, did that explode. I saw people on Facebook going, well, there's a sign that this has gone down the hill, that it's already crap. And the thing is, it's from what I've heard, it's he got season one and season two done. So there's two seasons of this already. So my thing is, from what little information that I gathered, and this is me doing my own personal research, like just scouring what I could, he was let go because he breached his contract. He did something nonce it, it I can't find what he did. Rumor is he had an OnlyFans account and he was doing things shirtless, apparently promoting the, like, I hear he's doing a lot of weird things shirtless. Don't know what,
This
but
is
you
my
can't.
bishop face.
I'm like, okay, that would
So,
explain things of, yeah, they don't want anywhere near anything along that line of you're promoting a cartoon for kids and adults. You cannot be promoting shit on an OnlyFans account shirtless. I'm like, I'm
I
sorry. I mean, I
mean,
know it's freedom of speech and but dude, just wear an X-Men shirt. Anything. Just
you know, like, so this is.
did Kang teach you anything? That's like, come on. It was not
So,
that long ago.
I don't know. Like, if he was literally just sitting there shirtless talking about it, then I have no problems with that.
Yeah, but
But
I'm sure there's a contractual thing of you can't have an OnlyFans account or something like that.
oh
Like they're a company, like
yeah.
you
I
know, no
imagine,
matter what
yeah.
you're
I imagine
doing.
there was, yeah, but like, but that, but then I go in my head, I go, if you have an OnlyFans account, first off, if you're working for Marvel and Disney, why the fuck do you need an OnlyFans account? Like, are you
Apparently
not making enough money? Jesus.
he has scrubbed his
Or,
entire social media. All of his accounts are done. So that means he did something so bad. He had to, when you scrub your entire social media, you did something stupid. It's not on Marvel or Disney or whatever you did, like on the series. And I'm like, he did something he wasn't supposed to. We don't know what it is, and I'm sure it will come out later. But as of right now, you did something big no-no.
Yeah, and that's,
So.
you know, I was talking to somebody about this earlier today, and I said, you know, for this to happen, it have to be something I will say, like, and this is me just completely, you know, throwing darts at a wall, sexual or sexually deviant or something to that effect,
Yes.
that, you know, like, that it's not gonna be cool. Or, like, you know, maybe he, you know, they found out he beats his wife or something. Like, that's also not cool.
Yeah.
Like he assaulted someone. Like, we'll say it that way. Whether it be sexual assault or regular assault, maybe that happened. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna speculate on that. I
Yeah.
will wait for something to come out on that, but that's the only thing that I can think of that would make someone be fired from Disney and then all of their socials be scrubbed. Like, was he
Yeah.
doing like an X-Men cake sitting, like dressing like Beast and just like,
Cake smashing.
because you know what? If I ever get fired, if I ever get like, or NDC somehow, like, Todd's like, fuck it, we're closing, like, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna do
You and me, joint
random cake sitting,
OnlyFans, joint,
nerdy
you and
cake
me.
sittings.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just gonna do nerdy cake sittings.
We'll still do a comic podcast, but it'd be like, oh, by the way, make sure you check out our OnlyFans account. Here's the link to
Right.
the description.
Right. And it'll just be us doing cake sittings and you know, and maybe it won't actually be cakes. We'll use cupcakes and action figures. It'll be great. Like, so like they'll just be whoop, like just like whoop, butts on the cake. Just whoop. Like,
the ridiculous of people losing their mind over this.
yeah.
Like saying that they're like, see, this is what happens when X-Men goes woke. And I'm like, oh my
Right.
God, I'm gonna kill you. I was like, I don't
But
know who you are, but I hate you automatically. I'm like,
apparently
the
you've never read
fact
an X-Men book. Jesus. Like,
I finally had to respond because I couldn't keep my thing shut. And I'm like, look, I was like, he did something he wasn't supposed to, period. He breached a contract. So whatever he did, we don't know. I'm like, but he did something. And I said, look what happened to Mathers with Kang. I was like, I
yep.
guarantee they don't want any part of like anything inappropriate at all to ruin this. Because let's put it this way, until Deadpool Wolverine comes out, this is kind of the first thing Marvel's putting out for 2024 to represent Marvel Universe. And you do not,
It's a
yeah.
Deadpool
And
movie.
you do not want to mess this up. You don't want to mess X-Men up because there are a lot of things you're already trying to scramble and cancel and all that fun stuff Bob Iger was saying about that they're silently canceling all this stuff. So I feel bad because this
Well,
dude
the other
obviously
thing,
worked hard,
yeah, but
but
the other thing is this dude was also the showrunner on Blade.
yeah.
So,
And
like,
Moon Knight.
and Moon
Yep,
Knight,
Moon
yeah.
Knight.
So, you know, what's gonna happen with those? So we'll find out.
Yeah.
But speaking of weird nakedness or semi-nakedness, so I downloaded and bought Baldur's Gate 3 yesterday.
Okay, this is not where you were going when you said you're downloading stuff. I'm like,
Oh
John,
yeah.
are you admitting about a Pornhub thing then
No.
on
No, no,
YouTube?
no, 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 no. I mean, just make sure your browser's in safe mode. I was like, what is this close optional option? Like close, and I was like, or close on cl hide close option. And I was like, whoa. 'Cause then you
Oh
get to
my.
pick different genitalia. And it's like, I was like, what? And it's mostly just how much they
The
maintain down
show.
there. No, it's mostly about how much you maintain it. Like, but I was just like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen in a video game. But okay.
Make
God,
sure
I love that.
you talk to Chip about that. You'd be like, so Chip,
I'm
how do you
sure.
designate your characters in them?
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does. But it was just interesting because I was like, whoa. Because I for a while I was like, no, they gotta be joking. Like, they're not doing that. And then I'm like, oh no, that's a real thing. This is super weird. Okay.
That's
So
like when you first find out that one of your little quests in Gods of War was doing two girls on the bed, and you had to press X real fast. My
All right.
wife didn't believe that was actually in a video game. I'm like, no, here, watch. I put in my Gods of War because I still have it. And here, as I started the game over, it's like, okay, here it is. It's just like, why? Why would they? I'm like, I don't know. Because they want to show him, hey, it's Greece. He's a Greek guy and he's got things. And
Yep.
I don't know. Don't ask me. I didn't make the game. I just played it.
As Cake said, Zeus was a womanizer. So, all right. I think we're good. That's a good stopping point for this week.
I was gonna
Jesus
say, can we
Christ.
change the title? Be like Crow Trailer .. God of War Nakedness got slash Baldur's
No,
Gate.
I don't want to be. I don't want to be hit with all kinds of random shit. Thanks, Justin. All right. Thanks everybody for watching. Remember, buy your comics at a brick and mortar. Support your local LCS. If it's us, cool. If it's not us, also cool, because we know that people from not around here also watch. Yeah, go check out your local stores. They all need to keep the lights on, including us
Yes.
too. We just appreciate everything as they do as well. So, don't forget to get your tickets for Three Rivers Comic Con. You can buy them at any of our new Dimension Comics stores, and they will be surcharge free if you buy it that way. All right, we will catch you later. Thanks again, guys, and we will see you next week. Oh, by the way, next week might be a little after 7 instead of 8, mostly because I have to work in Butler. So I'm gonna talk to Justin about that right now, and we'll let you know.
Okay.